From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, June 5th at 8:55, and we have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Opening market report. Thanks, everybody. Corn down a penny here at 423.5 on the July. Soybeans, a July unchanged, 1129.5. July wheat up 4.75 at 586.5. So as you can see, mixed trade here in early action. This has been a brutal week or two with the markets dropping, of course. But corn right now, we're up about 4 cents from the lows overnight. So hopefully we've carved out a bottom here in the short term and can turn this thing around. Now I'm looking at outside markets. July, WTI oil down $1.37 at 91.67. And the Dow Jones down 161 points at 51,400. You take a look back from those mid-May highs and soybeans, just like that, have lost about a dollar and corn has lost 60 cents. So the market and this money flow can give us, as they say, and it can certainly take us. And we're living that right now. And it's been a brutal correction here, to say the least. USDA did announce a 190,000 metric ton sale of soybean meal to the Philippines this morning. We are hearing some agronomy sources talking about rootless corn or floppy corn syndrome. That's been a really interesting topic, as some of these corn plants just don't have the root structure and they're literally just flopping over onto to the row. And it's just due to planting conditions with it got maybe planted a little wetter and high winds and heat thereafter. So that corn really needs a drink and should be able to correct itself and stand up. And if it doesn't, that plant could not make it. So we definitely want some of these forecasted rains that are in the near-term forecast here this weekend and early next week. Looks like there's several chances. I don't know if it'll be too much accumulation, but we'll take whatever we can get, because we have gotten dry, Kimberly, here all of a sudden. The drought map, Illinois was almost completely out of drought maybe a month or two ago, and northern Illinois in particular, I'd say around I-80 north, has really gotten drier. And here locally, you can tell some of the yards are starting to get brown and things like that. Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, they're not as severe of drought like we've seen in the state of Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt, but we're abnormally dry here for quite a bit of area that grows a lot of corn and soybeans here. For those of you with corn or soybeans or wheat for that matter on basis contracts, you only got about 3 weeks to get out of that position. You could price or roll to the next month, of course. So there's small carries to go to September or August on soybeans, if you choose to roll. Of interest, new crop corn spreads and bean spreads are wider than normal. December, March corn is a 15-cent carry, and November, January soybean futures it's a 15-cent carry. So that's interesting for those of you that put corn or soybeans in the bin. Be mindful of those beneficial carries in the marketplace. We will get RMA county yields from last year's crop here in the next 10 days or so. Those will be watched very closely by the ag community as they dictate ECO payments from 2025 and also help dictate whether ARC or PLC will be the winner for potential 2025 Title I payments to be paid October 1st. So those, again, I can't understate how important those county yields are. It's kind of that final variable to dictate some of these risk management tools that exist for the producers here in the Corn Belt. So I'm sorry for the delay hopping on. I hope everyone has a great weekend and stay safe. We'll talk next week.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a great rest of your day. We'll take a listen to your forecast from IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, partly cloudy and breezy with the chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 86 degrees with a southwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a low of 69 degrees, southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 88 degrees, southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm and a low of 68 degrees, the southwest wind 5 miles per hour, and for Sunday, partly cloudy with thunderstorms likely and a high of 85 degrees, with a south wind 5 miles per hour.
Currently here in Urbana at 9, overcast skies and 72 degrees, south wind 13 miles per hour. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.